The following is a class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 8, Text 1 and 2, given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on October 26, 1993, in Mumbai, India.
Bande Chitanya Devantam Bhagavantam Yadichchaya Prasabham Narityate Chitram Lekarange Jadopyayam. I offer my respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose desire I have become like a dancing dog, and although I am a fool, I have suddenly taken to the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra, Jaya Jaya Paramananda, Jaya Nityananda. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gaura Sundar. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto Nityananda Prabhu, who is always very joyful. Tomorrow is a very, very holy day for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It is the disappearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. This evening, we would like to speak briefly on the infinite glories of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. This great empowered Vaishnav was the embodiment of philosophical understanding as well as utter humility. It is through Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswamiji that the life and the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are most proficiently presented to the world. This book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is to be considered the highest, the purest, and the most important of all scriptures on earth. It is the postgraduate study of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It describes pure devotional service like no other scriptures. In Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, Kaviraj Goswami, in his great humility, has shared with us some of the eventful moments of his life. He describes how he was born and raised in the Katwa district of West Bengal. The village where he was brought up is still worshipped as a holy place today. He and his family were all very sincere devotees of Lord Krishna. And they would especially be very fond of having wonderful Sankirtan festivals in their home. On one occasion, they invited one of the great intimate associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu to preside during a Sankirtan festival of chanting the holy name of God. His name was Miniketana Ramdas. He was such a wonderful devotee. In fact, he was one of the intimate cowherd boyfriends of Lord Krishna and Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan, who had incarnated in this form. And he would love to chant and dance and glorify his supreme master, Nityananda Prabhu. And he was so playful that sometimes when people would offer obeisances to him, he would jump on their back and slap them with his flute. And sometimes he would play his flute like a cowherd boy. And it was one day, the priest of Kaviraj Goswami's family's temple, whose name was Gunarnava Mishra, he was worshipping the deity of Krishna. At that time, Miniketana Ramdas came in to the temple. And Gunarnava Mishra offered him no respect, but continued to worship the deity of Krishna. Now, according to the standards of Vaishnavism, this is very inappropriate. It is described even by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If one is worshipping the Lord in the temple, if a special exalted Vaishnav comes in, if there is no one else to greet him, then one must stop the worship of the deity and make preference to worshipping the Lord's devotee. Now, Minaketana Ramdas, he was a humble devotee who expected no respect for himself, but he could understand that he was the representative of Lord Nityananda, and this offense was actually toward Lord Nityananda. So out of compassion, he became angry and rebuked the pujari. Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Mad Bhakta Puja Adhika, that if you want to please me, you must please my devotee. Sadhunam Hridayam Paham, Sadhunam Hridayam Paham. The Lord explains that if you want to love me, you love the sadhus who have given their life to me. We try to show our love to God without respecting his devotees is not at all pleasing to the Lord. Anyways, the Sankirtan festival carried on. Minaketana Ramdas, he accused Gunarnava Mishra that just as when Balaram approached the sages of Naimasharanya and Roma Harshan Sutta remained on his Vyasasan and offered him no respects, you are like this. Even Roma Harshan Sutta was a guru sitting on the Vyasasan and he was reciting the transcendental glories of the Lord, the scriptures. But because he did not step down to offer his respects to an exalted person, he was condemned. And Balaram himself killed him for this offense. So we can understand from this story that one of the most vital and essential principles of spiritual life is to learn how to properly receive and respect saintly persons. Toward the end of this Sankirtan festival, this incident was brought to the attention of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother. And Minaketana Ramdas and he had a quarrel. Because the brother was saying that I accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as my worshipable Lord, but I have very little faith in Lord Nityananda Prabhu. When Kaviraj Goswami heard his brother speaking like this to one of the most blessed servants of Nityananda, he became very disturbed. And he told his brother that to glorify Lord Chaitanya, but not to glorify his most intimate devotee and friend, Nityananda, is like the philosophy of half of a hen. This philosophy of half of hen is somebody wants to take the back half of the hen and cut off the front because the back half gives eggs, which makes money, but the front half you have to feed it, so you lose money. So if you cut one side off, then you'd only make no investment, only profit. But it is just common sense. If you cut the hen in half, you kill it. Similarly, by worshipping the Lord, but not worshipping and respecting his intimate devotees, you kill your devotion. In fact, Kaviraj Goswami told his brother, better you be an atheist and not believe in Lord Chaitanya than be a hypocrite and reject Lord Nityananda. Upon hearing the condition of Kaviraj Goswami's brother, Minaketana Ramdas broke his flute and left. And Kaviraj Goswami's brother at that moment fell down from his spiritual life. The greatest offense in spiritual life is to discredit the great souls who have given their lives in the loving service to the Lord. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called this the mad elephant offense. You can spend your whole life growing the flower of devotion in the garden of your heart. But if you let a mad elephant in a garden, whatever has been accomplished is destroyed. In the same way, if we subject ourselves to blaspheming or discrediting great personalities, we destroy all our spiritual credits. That night, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, he took rest. And he had a beautiful dream. In that dream, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a most beautiful and extraordinary way. He was dressed as a cowherd boy. He had a beautiful, deep, blackish complexion. Every limb of his body was extraordinarily beautiful. His eyes were like blooming lotus flowers. He had beautiful golden armlets and ankle bells. He had a beautiful garland of fragrant flowers. He was wearing silk cloth and silk turban upon his head. He was holding a beautiful red stick. There were bumblebees on all four sides of his feet. And he was moving left and right like an intoxicated elephant. And as he was swaying back and forth, intoxicated in ecstatic love, in a deep voice he was chanting, Krishna, Krishna. And there were cowherd boys also at his feet, dancing, playing horns, playing cymbals, and chanting along with him, Krishna, Krishna. When Kaviraj Goswami saw this beautiful vision, he prostrated himself at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu bestowed his mercy upon him. He spoke, get up, get up. And when Kaviraj Goswami stood up and looked at this beautiful, ecstatic sight, the Lord began to speak. He said, get up, do not fear. Go to Vrindavan and all your desires will be fulfilled. The dream disappeared. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came back to consciousness just at the beginning of the early morning. And although he was of a very, very old age, practically an invalid, immediately upon rising in the morning, he left for Vrindavan. He began that long, arduous journey of over 1,000 miles, all the while simply meditating on the extraordinary mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the incarnation of Lord Balaram, and he is the original spiritual master. By giving this instruction to Kaviraj Goswami, he became his Shiksha Guru. Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Lord Nityananda in so many beautiful and wonderful ways. He explains the innermost feelings of his heart, which exemplifies the supreme qualification of all Vaishnavas, that of humility. He says, I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, and I am lower than the worm in stool. If anyone hears my name, he will lose all pious credits in his life. And if anyone speaks my name, he becomes sinful. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he has given me residence in Vrindavan. And he has given me the satsang of such great souls as Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. This is the most inconceivable mercy of the Lord upon the most sinful of all beings. Srila Prabhupada explains that when Kaviraj Goswami is revealing his heart in this way, he is not just speaking some fanciful poetry, but he is honestly revealing his own feelings toward himself. In the material sense, people are always trying to boost their ego and have a high impression of themselves. And the more they do that, the further they go away from God. But Kaviraj Goswami is saying he's more sinful than the most sinful Jagai and Madhai, and he's lower than a worm in stool. Anyone who hears my name loses all piety, and anyone who speaks it becomes sinful. By such humility, by such feelings about oneself, one can completely, utterly accept the shelter of the mercy of the Lord. To the degree Kaviraj Goswami thinks in such a humble way about himself, to that very degree, he could glorify with complete devotion the supreme, magnificent mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is humility alone that can purchase the heart of God. Anything else we do, if it is not offered with humility, it gives very little or no pleasure to Krishna. Whether you offer Krishna a leaf, a fruit, or flower, or whether you build magnificent temples and give charity to millions of people, if it is not offered with humility, it has no flavor for Krishna. But if it is offered with sincerity and a humble heart, Krishna will accept it with the greatest pleasure. So Krishnadas Kaviraj, when he arrived in Vrindavan, he took shelter of the 6 Goswamis. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami. In fact, of all the authors of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biography, it was Krishna Das Kaviraj who first glorified these six Goswamis. At one time, he made his residence at Sri Radha Kund. Raghunath Das Goswami was the assistant secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the last 16 years of Mahaprabhu's earthly leela. And in the association of his guru, Swarup Damodar, he was constantly in the association of the Lord. Raghunath Das Goswami, who we will speak of tomorrow, he came to Vrindavan after Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar left this world. And on the request of the Vaishnavas of Brajbhumi, he would every day speak about the beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami was so fortunate that he would attend those satsangs. And he was very, very learned and full of devotion. He explains how the glorious Goswamis, they were so merciful to him that he was constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing his purity, the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan requested him to write the story of Mahaprabhu's life, especially emphasizing his later pastimes. In this regard, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that in Vrindavan there was one great devotee of the name Ananta Acharya. He was a direct disciple of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Anantacharya was a reservoir of all devotional qualities. He had a particular disciple whose name was Pandit Haridas. Pandit Haridas was a priest at the Govindadev temple of Rupa Goswami. He was an embodiment of all spiritual excellences. He explains that Pandit Haridas, he would always be absorbed in reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur, which describes the beautiful life of Lord Chaitanya. And he would induce all the other devotees to come and hear the beautiful narration of Mahaprabhu's leela. And he was so pure and learned that when he would speak, which he constantly would, the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people would be struck with love of God. Pandit Haridas, he would always accept the good qualities of Vaishnavas. He would never hear the faults of anyone. And he would give his life and his soul in any way possible to just please the devotees of the Lord. Guru Maharaj explains that this is called Adosha Darshi, that every living being, every human being, has so many good points and so many faults. A sincere devotee of the Lord will only accept a person's good qualities. He will not hear the faults of any devotee of the Lord. A devotee is like a bumblebee. A materialistic person is like a fly. The bumblebee, even if he's in an area of terrible sewage and garbage, if there's one flower, he will neglect paying any attention to anything except that flower, and he will drink the nectar from that flower. Yeah. In this way, sincere souls, they will always ignore and not take in any seriousness the faults of another devotee, but are always anxious to drink the nectar of their good qualities. But a fly, even if he's in a beautiful, fragrant rose garden, if there's one piece of stool on the ground, he will ignore all roses and drink the nectar of the stool. So devotees must follow in the footsteps of Pandit Haridas. Because of these qualities, he was so dear to the Lord. Pandit Haridas approached Krishna Das Kaviraj and asked him to kindly write a book explaining the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other great devotees of Vrindavan, such as Bhugarbha Goswami, Yadavacharya, Govinda Goshai, they all approached, all of the Vrindavan Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they all approached him and requested kindly that you write the pastimes, the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami was thinking, I have no qualification to do this. But because it was the order of the Vaishnavas, he could not refuse them. So along with many other Vaishnavas, he went to the temple of Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is a beautiful murti of Krishna who resides in Vrindavan. He was originally installed by Vajranabh, the great grandson of Lord Krishna. Sanatan Goswami built a beautiful temple for him. It was the first major temple of Vrindavan. So Kaviraj Goswami was thinking, before beginning any serious work of devotion, one must first have the order and the blessings of the Vaishnavas, and one must have the confirmation of the blessing of Krishna. With great, great humility and devotion, he went to Madan Mohan Temple. And he began to very sincerely, from the core of his heart, pray to Madan Mohan to kindly, if he so desired, grant him permission to write the life and teachings of Mahaprabhu. Just as he was praying in this way, a beautiful garland fell from the neck of Madan Mohan. And the pujari, whose name was Goshai Das, picked up that garland and placed it around the neck of Kaviraj Goswami. At that time, all the devotees assembled began to chant, Harivo!
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 And then Krishnadas Kaviraj began to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he explains that it is not me writing this book. Because he had received the blessings of the Vaishnavas and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally writing this book through him. He explains that I am just like a wooden puppet doll. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply moving my hands to write these beautiful pastimes. He explains that he began this book when he was in his 90s. He was in his late 90s, a time when people are at the most ready to die. It was at this point that he began such an incredible project of writing the most important authoritative book on the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I am an old man, I'm practically blind, I'm suffering from rheumatism, my limbs are shaking. I do not know how I am writing this book, but somehow by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is being written. This is the mercy of the Lord. How, as Kaviraj Goswami explains, Mukam karoti vacha lam bhangum langayate girim yat kripata maham bande sri gurum dinadharanam. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, even if a man is lame, he can cross mountains. Even if he is blind, he can see the farthest stars in the sky. And even if he is deaf, he can speak beautiful poetry. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita on the banks of the holy place of Radhakund. To this very day, his bhajan kutir is present. And also, Kaviraj Goswami, he was always immersed in simply serving the Vaishnavas and giving all credit to them. Our own Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, very much followed in the footsteps of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. On the order of his Gurudev, in his elderly years of 70 years old, he embarked on beginning a world Krishna consciousness movement. And at this age, he began to translate Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Isha Upanishad, Upadeshamrita, and many other great Vedic literatures. And Srila Prabhupada explains, he says that in the mood of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I am also suffering from rheumatism, I'm very old, my limbs are shaking, but somehow by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Gauranga, these literatures are being written for the benefit of all humanity. So the great contribution of this illustrious Vaishnava is such a vital and important part of lives of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he ends each chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita with these words. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padayaras Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadas. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. From this beautiful history of Kaviraj Goswami, we can understand what is truly the qualification of one who is empowered by the Lord. One who takes the position of the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. What is it that the Lord cannot do through those who have surrendered with all humility at the lotus feet of his devotees? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita explains again and again and again the glories and the power of the holy name of Krishna. He explains that the name of Krishna is so powerful that anyone who chants it sincerely will attain ecstatic love of God. He explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita the most vital instructions to all humanity. The dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the highest principles of bhakti as the ultimate philosophy of the Vedas. He explains the dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the Mayavad philosophy's limitations and the superiority of worship of the personality of Godhead with pure love. He explains the beautiful dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, in which there is no literature which describes step by step how bhakti progresses to the highest level of the love of the Brijbasis, to the point of the ecstatic loving emotions of Sri Radharani and the gopis of Braja. He explains the dialogue between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami, which took place in the holy land of Kashi. It was his dialogue with Rupa Goswami that took place in Prayag at the Ashwamedha Ghat. And there for 10 days Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted the seed of the highest knowledge in which Rupa Goswami wrote the foundation of all bhakti shastras, which includes Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujvala Nilamani, Upadeshamrita, and so many other great literatures. In this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given the most sublime essential teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world. Chaitanya Charitamrita was written in the most perfect and pristine Sanskrit poetry. And every word of this great literature is perfectly supported by the original Vedic literatures. But the conclusion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the conclusion of the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is that the ultimate perfection of life can easily be obtained in this age of Kali Yuga by simply worshipping the Lord by chanting his holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Although there is so many beautiful stories, so many extraordinary miracles, so much deep, profound philosophy, the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply to serve the Lord's devotees and congregationally chant his holy name. It is so simple and so sublime. Kaviraj Goswami explains that if one simply has faith that by worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and chanting their holy names, one will undoubtedly attain ecstatic love. We accept these words as our life and soul. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki
Jai.
So let us celebrate this glorious day of the disappearance of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, whose samadhi is at the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, by chanting the holy name of Krishna. And in this wonderful celebration that we will all observe tonight, we must know that the chanting of the holy name is not an empty ritual. The Lord reveals himself through his name according to the sincerity in which we approach him. We should chant the holy name with great attention, with intense feeling. We should cry out for the shelter of the name. And we should chant so loudly that we fill the whole world with this pure and divine vibration.
Thus ends the recording of this class.